Throwback Thursday, let's get real about it. Throwback Thursday, let's get real. Yeah. Sand in the ocean, yeah, we about to be in motion tonight. We talking about we can't be together till we leave the job. Don't want to steal and rob, yeah, it's an office romance. It's the job romance, you need to give it a chance. That's what we talking about tonight. How y'all feeling, man? Urban Therapy with Sun752, and this is the Daily Go Getemism Show. And I am your host, Sun752. And we are talking about we can't be together until after I leave the job. We can't be together until after I leave the job. Yeah, baby. You know, I mean, I've been feeling you. You know, we've been talking, eating lunch together, exchanging pleasantries, whispering sweet nothing. You know what I'm saying? We've been texting, emailing, FaceTiming. Microsoft teaming and zooming and all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I'm feeling you and you feeling me. And we might have somebody at home. We both might have somebody at home, but we doing this office thing. The thing is, we ain't really consummated this whole relationship, this whole crush, this whole love, this whole romance that we've been a part of, because I don't want to get into this thing until after I leave a job, and I've been looking for another job. I'm about to leave the job. I'm about to quit this thing. As soon as we do that, I'ma sing a song of sixpence. Me and you gonna be together ever since. But as much as we know about people having romance on the job, you know, there are some jobs that we may be familiar with where people are hooking up all the time. All you ever see is a bunch of hookups. You know, there are a lot of jobs out here, blue-collar jobs, jobs where they employ a lot of people. And within those numbers, you see a whole lot of hooking up. Oh, yeah, such and such go with this one. You know, she work in this department. He mess around with her. She work in that department. You know, that type of thing. But not everybody is with that. Not everybody wants to be visible or visibly messing around with somebody at the job. So they may tell them, you know, like, I'm going to put the bug in your ear. Or I might not even say nothing, but I might have winked at you a couple of times, you know. You know what I mean? Let the dimples show a little bit. But I ain't trying to make no move, not no real moves. Until I get on the body here, I'm not doing nothing. There are rules against inner office romance. There are rules against managers or supervisors or no other leadership personnel having relationships or romantic relationships with subordinates. So if you're a supervisor and you are carrying on a relationship with somebody who works under you, on most jobs, that's frowned upon and is totally against the rules. So although it still happens regardless of what the rules are, there are rules that are in place regarding that, and there are people who follow those rules. So you might be digging. You might be, you know, with your supervisor status, you might be digging one of those, let's say you work in a warehouse and she picks the products out there, works in quality control. She's QCing up these orders. And you might have a thing for her, but you might not want to pursue that and jeopardize putting your job at risk. Now, there are situations on a lot of jobs where you are able to date and carry on relations with your coworkers, but you have to let management or upper management know, like when it's manager to manager. Like, we're on the same level, so it's not like
either one of us answer to each other in the workplace. But because we know how messy sometimes it gets with office romances, upper management wants to be informed. So it doesn't turn into a sexual harassment case somewhere down the line when it doesn't end well between the two parties involved. And one of them tries to say, well, you know, I wasn't in no relationship with him. He told me I was going to get fired if I ain't blah, blah, blah. Or I would get in trouble. I would get written up. Or he would start the due process of me being terminated. Well, how is somebody that's on your same level going to get you terminated? Yeah, but he has seniority and he has juice. Everybody around here knows him. They like him and they respect him and they believe him. And nobody would believe what I said because I haven't been working here for a long time. So in order to avoid that type of thing, many jobs say, no, let us know that y'all going together, that y'all are an item, that y'all are hanging out. Y'all hanging out, going out. Y'all hanging out, going out. Y'all hanging out, going out. Y'all hanging out. Hanging out, going out. Y'all hanging out, going out. Y'all hanging out. Yeah. Peace to Care Bear. Yeah, thanks for the share. And Carol Chamber, let me friend me favorita. What's going on, y'all? So what do y'all know? What do y'all know about this? You know, y'all might know a bunch of people who carried on office romances or on the job romances, and they ain't care about whether anybody knew about it or not. I've been on jobs where that was definitely the case. And we probably all work with people who don't mess with nobody. It seems like all of, well, their hunting grounds is definitely on the job. Whenever a new person comes on the job, if they good looking, they be having their eyes on them. Like, you've been working on this job for 10 years and you done had about 25 romances. You done messed around with everybody. You done damn near bedded down the whole female workplace. Dude, what is you doing? I've known dudes who are like that. They are, no matter how many warnings they give the new people, they still wind up messing with this boy. No matter how many warnings they've gave to these dudes, like, yo, man, she messing with, so she got so many bodies in there. Yo, you need to chill with that one. They like, pfft. All I know is she's bad. I know she's bad. And I know that a lot of y'all are just hating, but I'm coming up with this joint and I ain't waiting. I'ma take her out. I'ma dig her out. I'ma come back later and do it again. And I might tell you and a couple of friends. And I think that maybe I will get with this one because I know that I'm going to miss her. Yeah, well. Well. That's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We can't be together until I quit this job. I can't. When I leave this job, after I quit, after I get this new position in this other department or move all the way out of the way, then we can be together. I got to put this thing on delay. Yes, I like you and I'm feeling you and I know you like me and you feeling me, but no. Yeah, I'm going to have to calm down your kisses until I leave here. I might not even give you my phone number until I'm all the way out. It might be that serious. It might be that serious. If you are the type of person that has self-control, some people can't control themselves. And we've seen it. You know, you done went with this one on the job and that one on the job, you know, no self-control. Shoot, it might have even caught y'all physically having relations at the job. And I ain't talking about kissing and grinding on the back stairway. Like y'all was actually doing it. You really putting your job in jeopardy. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go-Get-Emism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should. Also, tonight on the Daily Go-Get-Emism show, we are talking about we can't be together until I leave the job. We can't be together until I leave the job, baby. I know I've been giving you googly eyes, and I really want to get with you. I really want to get with you, but I can't do it until I leave. I'm your supervisor. I'm your manager. I don't want nobody trying to scam you. I want a bunch of these coworkers all in my business. I don't want all these coworkers in my business. It might be some other shit. I might be a married man. And there might be people at this job who know my wife. So I ain't going to have them, you know, like, you know what I mean? I ain't going to have them going back to wifey talking about I'm getting real friendly and frisky at the job. So it ain't going to happen at this job. No way. It ain't worth the risk. But it is worth the risk. Me messing around with you off the job. On the job, no. Off the job, yes. On the job, no. Off the job, yes. On the job, no. Off the job, yes. Yo, we gonna get together at the rest, and I should say the Motel 6, and we gonna get this thing and make a couple of hits, but we won't be singing. We'll be bringing the noise. We're gonna bring the girl, and I bring the boy in, that we gonna have some fun with each other. We get the, and see, here's the thing. The thing about on the job romances that attracts a lot of people to them is you get to know a person in a certain type of way at work. Number one, 8 hours minimum. Well, I don't know, maybe part-time or whatever. You know, that can happen. But we're talking about a large portion of your day is spent at work. So even though you may have a different persona at work than you do when you are leisurely around friends and loved ones, where you can let your hair down and not be on notice or be as businesslike as you have to be at work. But nonetheless, people see how you are able to code switch when you're at work. So they see your professionalism. They see that you're ambitious, and you get a pretty positive profile of a person when you meet them at work. And some people really, it makes sense to a lot of people, and I can understand the sense that it makes. Yeah, like, well, one thing is for sure, they got a job and they work. Not only do they have a job, but they have a job that they can keep. They code switch. They know how to put on their conference call voice, their corporate, their upper management voice. They know how to switch their vernacular. They know how to remain professional and not look all ratchet like they just picked somebody randomly off the street and decided to give them a job. They have a job. That's number one. When you meet people at work, you know for a fact that they have a job, they can get a job, and they can keep a job. So that might be attractive. You know where they go every day for 8 hours, and you even get to see them during that 8 hours. You get to see the real deal. So that might be really attractive to some people. So it may make a lot of sense that some people would choose people that they work with. And not only that, but, you know, they see how they dress and they may look, you know, a lot of people who go to work looking if not their best, close to it. You know, a lot of women who work in office jobs or whatever, they come in, they're dressed really nice, fresh dressed, pressed dressed, smelling good, you know, like hair done right, makeup looking right, everything is, they came to work looking like they ready to put in work. Yeah, I know you ready to put in work with them. Same thing with the men. He may come in looking handsome, you know, instead of jeans and sneakers, he may wear slacks and shoes and, you know, come in there well-groomed and looking like he's ready to move to the top of the corporate ladder or something like that. Even if you're blue collar, doesn't mean that you don't have ambition, and it doesn't mean that you can't, you know, get it popping in whatever way. You may be making a decent salary. So the attraction that people have with each other at the office or in the office or on the job site makes sense. Yeah, they just hired this little cutie. I don't know where she come from or whatever, but whoop, she's a superstar. That's who she are. So, but you might not want to carry on a relationship with that person while you are employed at the same place. Now, it could be different if you don't directly work for or under or with a person. Like, for example, let's say you work in the office. Let's say you're an engineer. So, you know, you work at a desk, you draft up plans, and, you know, you're an engineer, professional. Went to college, 4 years minimum, and took a lot of math and science and all that kind of stuff. You know how hard it is to be an engineer. So you could fall in love inadvertently. You could fall in love with a housekeeper or somebody who works in requisitions or customer service or, you know, any of the other departments where it won't shine a light right on the fact that you are messing around with somebody that you work with. Like, yeah, they work at my job, but they don't work with me or even near me. I got to go all the way on the other side of the building to see them. That might be attractive to some people. But still, if you don't want people at the job to be all in your business, because you know that people be all up in your business when you're carrying on a job romance. People going to be in your business. There's no way they just going to let that play out like, oh, okay. That Jack and Diane over there got it going on. You know Jack and Diane. A little ditty about Jack and Diane. Two American kids doing best they can. Mimi. Mimi. Yeah, you ain't gonna be able to get off. You ain't gonna be able to get off no inner office romance or on the job romance without somebody noticing, somebody whispering, somebody telling somebody else, somebody paying close attention. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, the bigger problems that can happen when you're carrying on the job romance is that There can be jealousy. You caught the cutie out there first, and another person had his eye on her. Now what happens? Somebody may have been wanting her even more than you wanted her, but you just happen to have gotten her. But he don't feel like his chances should be shattered just because of you. He don't feel like his chances should be shattered. So this is a chance for rumors to be spread. This is a chance for misinformation to be given out. You know, don't let your enemy at work find out that you are allegedly with somebody else and you done took the love of their life off the job, from the job. Yeah, stuff is going to get started. And that's why a lot of jobs have policies against messing around with each other on the job. Like, look, ain't going to happen. Can't happen. They can't stop it. In most situations, but there are situations where they can step in and break it up. They can make you choose, okay, tell you what, it's either going to be your job or it's going to be your love. It's up to you. One of them pays. The other one pays in an emotional way. And we understand. We support your decision to allow yourself to be terminated at this job for love. So, being as though you're going to have to go get another job anyway, you might as well just wait until you go get another job that you leave this job so y'all can go ahead and carry on the way y'all been wanting to carry on. I've heard people say, like, yo, before I leave this job, I gotta holler at her. I gotta holler at him. I gotta holler. I've seen it happen. Like, yeah. The same way that some people talk about who they gonna smack up, beat up, rough up, and cuss out before they leave a job. Yeah, before I go, I gotta let such and such have a piece of my mind and let them know how I really think about it. Now that my references are secure and set, I've already gotten a job offer from this other job. So I can burn my bridge here safely. Safely burn my bridge here. Like, no backlash, no charges of arson, no claims of being a pyromaniac, none of that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. I'm your host on 752, and we are talking about we can't be together until I leave the job. We can't be together until I leave the job. We just can't. We can't do this. I can't show how much I really like you, how much I'm feeling you, how much I appreciate you until I get this other job. Now, as soon as I get this job offer with this other job, shoot, we can have open displays of affection as far as I'm concerned. But not until then, not a second before then, not a minute before then, I got to get out of the way so me and you can play. Got to get out of the way so me and you can play. And it's going to happen, but not today. I got to get out of the way. I got to get another job. Yeah, ain't trying to get robbed of my dignity. And also my pay chizzy. Know what I'm talking about? Busy. It's going to be okay. Just calm down for a while. And we got style to blend together. Me and you supposed to be together. And we will in a minute. Just give me a sec. But right now we can't catch wreck.
give respect to each other and our other co-workers. They ain't trying to get caught out there. Look like a jerk, another cat got caught out there with his woman and his girl got caught out there with a man. And they fired them right there where they stand. Rumors abound. Yeah, can't mess around. Be like that sometimes, man. Be like that sometimes. We can't be together until I leave the job. We can't be together until I leave the job. Have you ever been in a situation where you wanted to be with somebody and you were already kind of messing around with them? You know what I mean? Y'all already were, you know, whispering sweet nothing. You know what I mean? Touching on each other. You know what I mean? Sneaking around corners. Oh, she just went to the vending room. I'm going to the vending room. She go to lunch at 1 o'clock. I'm going to lunch at 1 o'clock. Oh, she going to Chick-fil-A for lunch. I'm going to Chick-fil-A for lunch. I'm going to be popping up wherever she is. Hey, how you doing? You come here? Yeah, I be coming here sometimes. Yeah. What up, Vita B? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you. But yeah, you know, some people are patient enough to wait until they get another job so they don't have to go through all of the controversy of, you know, people pointing fingers and talking and reporting and all that old crazy stuff. The gossip, baby. The gossip. And ain't no way that you're going to escape the gossip if you are carrying on an on-the-job romance. No way. So, have you ever messed with somebody that you worked with? And if so, did it work out? Because for some people, they like it this way. You know, they want a situation where they see their partner all day, every day. I think it's weird. You know, I would rather come home to my woman instead of being with her all day on the job, because when you going with somebody at work, whether outright or secretly, shit just happens. It brings out the worst in people. I think it's safe to say that. I think that when people who aren't in inter-office romances, I think it brings out the worst of them when they witness people who are in those situations. Something about them just makes them want to start talking, want to start snitching, want to start murky in the water, want to make them just start getting messy. I don't know what it is. I can't explain it. It's like a dream. Like a dream. No end and no beginning. Yeah, it's kind of how it goes. So you might delay somebody until you leave the job before you let them know that you can get with them. Now, are they on board with that? Maybe. I'm sure there are situations where people have subliminally made the idea that, well, yeah, I'm not going to mess with this person until I leave the job. Now, so my last day is October 17th. So on October 15th or so, then we going to start putting this thing together. Now, will she be around for him or will he be around for her? On the 17th, because you might have to put your bid in early, but maybe you only put your bid in. You ain't make an offer. I'm just going to put my bid in. Let you know I am looking, and I am looking with desire. I'm like, I want to be your man. I want to be your man. You know, shout out to Roger Troutman.
My mind is blind at times. I can't see anyone but you. Those other girls don't matter much from my point of view. I must make you understand. I want to be your man.
Yeah. But after October 17th. I don't even want to know what you about until the 17th, because it might make me make a move that I ain't got no business making. It might make me want to do something that I ain't got no business doing. So yeah, I'm a cool out until October 17th, and that's our arrival date. That's our due date. That's the date where the baby was born. What baby? You know what I mean? When I become your baby, you become my baby. That's the day when the baby is born. The baby coming on October 17th, 17th of October. October 17th, the 17th of October. That's when love was born. One night, I loved a stranger. I got with her right on the 17th. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Oh, baby, na, 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 na. The 17th, baby. October 17th. Give me your number. Do not open until 17th. You know how somebody give you a box or give you a present. They tell you do not open until Christmas. Well, do not open until the 17th. The 17th is that's my last day. That's my last day up in this piece. I want you to come to my farewell party. You having a farewell party? Yeah, I'm having a farewell party. Me and you at the Four Seasons. We going to the Four Seasons. Me and you. Because we can be together forever after October 17th. But before then, we can't do nothing. Until then, we can't do nothing. Until then, we can't be like Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings. But after that, I'm going to see you inside of Stevie Wonder's eyes. I'ma see you like the inside of Stevie Wonder's eyes. I'ma see you I like the inside of Stevie Wonder's eyes. I see you I like the inside of Stevie Wonder's eyes. What I'm saying. So, yeah. We can't be together until I leave the job. We can't be together until I leave the job. Do you have what it takes to wait? Have you done it? Have you seen it? What you know about it? Have you just taken a chance one day? Ever go with somebody on a job? Y'all fully go together. Y'all together. But we both on the hush. And you know, when we talk about the person that's at home, not even the person that's carrying on this inner office romance, this on the job romance, but you know, you have girlfriends, boyfriends, and spouses at home. And you kind of know if your man is about that life, you know, messing around with people on the job or your girl messing around with people on the job. I don't know. Is it just me? And it could just be me. But if I met my girl on the job and I knew that she was always up in somebody's face on the job, you know how it is.
sometimes at work, you can't tell who is messing around with who. You might see somebody who is always up in somebody's face, so you think that they messing around with this one, but you see them do it with the next one, and next one, and another one, and then it might have you wondering, like, is that just her way? Or is that just his way? Is that just their way of, that's how they, like, they Super Joe. Super Joe. Familiar. Familiar as hell. Like, what we... Either way, you might not be comfortable with it. But you know that if you met somebody at work and they were messing, and they had messed around previously with multiple people at work at different times, whenever they have a job where you don't work with them, you might always be wondering in the back of your mind, like, I wonder if they messing around with somebody on the job. I wonder if they messing around with somebody on the job. Hopefully they don't do something crazy like come home late from work smelling like soap, smelling fresher coming home from work than they did going out. Like, how do you do that? What'd you do, take a shower at work? As a matter of fact, I did, because, you know, I went to the gym at work when I was at work. Plenty of companies have a gym on site, so it's not totally out of the question. Definitely not out of the question at all. Question is, did it happen that way? Can you trust your love not to try to knock down everything at the job? Because that might be exactly how y'all got together. Contrary to popular belief, you know, there are a lot of women out here who only want to be with the man that all the other women want to be with or have been with. They figure two things. Either, well, I'm as good looking as all of those other chicks, so why wouldn't he be interested in me? The other thing is, if he was able to mess with so many other ones, then this must be quality penis, yo. Quality penis. I want to get my foot wet in other parts, too. I've known some women who think in some very peculiar ways, but none of those peculiar ways were foreign ways or ways that I never heard of before. You know, dudes are the same way. They want to say that they don't, you know, I mean, I don't want nobody that been with every man, you know, I don't want no hoe, I don't want this. But a lot of men out there don't want to be with no chick. Well, they want to be with, let me put it this way, they want to be with the chick that every other dude wants or has been with. Look at Kanye West with Kim Kardashian. Like, that's who you picked? That's who you picked? To marry and procreate with her? He hadn't invented the wheel on that. Plenty of men feel the same way. And they'll tell you something crazy like, yeah, he was with her, but he wasn't with her like I was with her. What does that mean? Like, yeah. He had her body, but he never had her heart. I got her heart, mind, body, and soul. Okay. Listen, if that's what it takes for you to feel good about the one you love, you like it, I love it. I ain't got no problem with it. I get it. I might not subscribe to it, but I get it. Same thing with women. Same thing with women. We've all known women, maybe in our family, friends, neighbors, whatever, messing around with a dude who got a bunch of kids. He already got like four or five baby moms, and here you are treating him like he fresh meat. We all know of that situation, right? Y'all hear my work phone ringing in the background? Y'all hear that crap? Shut up. But yeah, there's no accounting for taste when it comes to who somebody likes, whether they're at the job or not. But just because you might be the workforce piece of meat, everybody done took a bite out of you. Or should I say took a or bit into you, it does not mean that no other man wants to be with you. We need to stop talking like that. We need to stop acting like everybody wants a virgin or somebody that hasn't been around. Some people, plenty of people, want somebody who's been everywhere. Sometimes when they're aware of it or sometimes when they're not. But yeah, I would imagine that when you have gotten with somebody that you met at work and you know that they was kind of trifling at the job, it might be harder to trust them if they go get another job. Because they went and got another job so y'all could be together in this scenario, as far as this show is concerned. When they, when and if they quit the job that they went to, would it raise red flags in your head or in your mind to make you think like, wait a minute. I remember when he left the job on October 17th and told us that we could be together. Well, told me that we could be together. Now, he's leaving another job after not being there that long. And I noticed that he'd been wearing a new cologne. Whatever, you know. Whatever, whatever. But yeah. Yeah, these things can, it can escalate the warnings in your mind and make you feel not so good about the situation. We can't be together until I leave the job. Right after we leave the job, we good. Right after we leave the job, I can tell you my real name. Right after we leave the job, I can tell you what I really like, the do's and don'ts. You can pretty much meet the outside of work me, which is probably the real me. Probably. There have been certain celebrities that have been known to exercise their sexual prowess within the confines of their profession. Like, it was rumored that Jay-Z pretty much had sex with anybody he did a duet with. So, you know, well, I think it's a pretty far foregone conclusion that the rumors were probably true with him and Beyonce. Probably. I don't think they waited until they got married in order to consummate their union. But, you know, you had Maya, you had Rihanna, Mary J. Blige. Somehow, I don't see that happening, but, I mean, what do I know? I don't know either one of them personally. Just doesn't seem like somebody in his pattern. Like with Jay-Z, most women that he's been ever rumored to have been with have been kind of light-skinned. But look at Foxy Brown. She ain't light skin. So, but yeah, that could be seen as a form of an on the job romance. It could be seen as an on the job romance. Yeah, I'll do this feature for you, and I'll make sure that it's a hit, and I'll promote it and everything. But you gotta pay your dues. Pay your dues. On the job romance. Now, when you go get your record deal from a different company, yeah, you know, you could probably mess around then. But that's an extreme example. know, celebrities don't seem to give a shit about things being public knowledge that they are messing around with each other. All right, well, look, this is what we're going to do. We ain't gonna make a long one out of this one. Y'all ain't talking, and that's okay. That is okay. We can go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs early. Huh? We'll do the birthday shout-outs now. Now-ish. So let's do it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious September 21st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out of the box, Lisa Forrest, turning 61 years old today, and Upriser General, happy birthday to you. And Michelle Rose, happy birthday to you. And Karen Thomas Broadnax, happy birthday to you. And Rochelle Addison, turning 44 years old today, happy birthday to you, Ma. And Cent Ryder, happy birthday to you. And Angel Whitley, turning 36 years old today, happy birthday. And Andre Scott, turning 38 years old today, happy, happy birthday. And Sandria Willis, turning 40 years old today. And Willis, turning 67 years old today. And my girl, Tasha Toomer, happy birthday to you. And she's raising money for Multiple Sclerosis Foundation. And she has raised $200 of the $200 that she had a goal of reaching. Also, Mary Angelano Burrell. And she's raising money for Heart Valve Voice Us. And last but not least, my man, Dion Taylor, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And I hope that today finds you all a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And that goes out to each and every person out there born on this glorious September 21st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on into the dance. The dance. The rock out. Rock on into the damn rock out. Rock on into the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. Anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, you know, the on-the-job romance thing, it can be risky business, but for some people, it's business as usual. I don't know if you've ever tried it, ever been a part of it, ever been invited into it. Maybe you thought it was a good idea. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you tried it once or twice. You realized that it wasn't for you. Maybe you decided never to do it again. Regardless of how you look at it, an on-the-job romance can cause a lot of problems. You know, the funny thing about on-the-job romance is that will probably become a really big issue is the issue of trust. Just because you meet them at work, if they know that you've messed with other people on the job before, at the job before, the issues of trust probably will come up because they just normally do anyway. You want to be with somebody who makes you feel comfortable and unthreatened by y'all being together and being on a job, like being on a job, you know, carrying on a love affair might not be the way to do that. Might not be, but it happens all the time. Yeah, I saw a familiar sight the other day. I ain't gonna shit. Well, yeah. Let me put it this way. I saw something I hadn't seen in a good while, and that was a man's woman being on a job with him all day long, chilling in the car, I don't know, messing with a phone, sitting up under the air, whatever it is. And I thought to myself, like, man, I ain't seen this in a long time. When you take your woman to work with you, that means you don't, that means that you don't, that means that you don't, well, maybe every case ain't the same. But I know one thing, why she with you all day? Ain't nobody else going to get none. Ain't nobody else going to get none. All right, y'all. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get 'Em-ism show. So make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel yet. So Blog Talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.